Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. This glorious good news is and always has been too good not to share. It compelled Peter, Paul, and the other apostles to the very ends of the earth, and it continues to drive Lutheran Church Missouri Synod missionaries even today. Learn more here in the April issue of The Lutheran Witness magazine. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
You name me any person who is against us today, I want to say that person is not our permanent enemy. That's a precious human being made in the image and likeness of God, someone who's got a conscience that we can appeal to somewhere in there, and our job should be to win him or her over.
You might have a terrible pharmacist, but the antibiotics are still going to cure the infection. And the same thing with church. The sacraments and the word and all the blessings that we receive from Christ through his church, those are too precious. Those are too valuable to give up, even though you've been wrong.
This is Bill, the bug guy, and I love listening to Issues Etc. every day while I spray bugs.
Headline from yesterday's Washington Post, abortion battles are heating up ahead of November midterms. There's no doubt about it. There have been a number of what the Washington Post calls anti-abortion measures or laws. I would say pro-life measures or laws defending the unborn, the life in the womb. They have been, state by state. And of course, federal courts have been stepping in almost immediately to block those laws. That means that they go to the courts, and that means that these things eventually will probably make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. What is the relationship between these laws and the midterms, and why, in a media atmosphere where the pro-life movement is often, well, completely ignored, is abortion so often written about as a political issue? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, April the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, about abortion in the midterm elections. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of Fox News will join us after that. There are the recently released memos written by former FBI Director James Comey. They were supposed to be a smoking gun to show collusion between President Trump and Russia. Apparently, they don't. And apparently they show many other things that we probably need to talk about. Pastor Chris Roseborough will be our guest for This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today we're going to talk about blatant denials of the bodily resurrection of Christ by evangelical leaders. That should be interesting. Sharif Girgis will join us after that. Senator Cory Booker's questioned Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo on his views about homosexuality and being gay. We'll take that apart and see what Sharif Girgis, co-author of the book, What is Marriage, Man and Woman, A Defense, thinks about it. And then it's Friday. We're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in the last half hour. We have four soundbites to play for you. You can listen to them already in advance at our website, issuesetc.org. You can listen to them there under the Listen On Demand page, and you can vote in advance as well, or you can wait until we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about abortion in the midterm elections, Carol Tobias. She's a regular guest and president of National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be back with you.
I'm sure you've wondered this yourself. Why, in a media atmosphere where the pro-life movement really has to work to even get noticed, it largely is ignored, is abortion so often the subject of news writing when it comes to elections and political issues?
Well, it is interesting that news reporters, journalists, as well as the abortion industry in particular, would like to think that pro-lifers are just an annoying minority, that we should just shut up and go away and let them have their way so that they can continue to kill babies. And yet when it comes time for elections, or, you know, when they need to get people motivated, they start talking about all the pro-life laws, or in their words, anti-abortion laws or anti-choice laws, that are being passed in the state legislatures, things that are happening in Congress or with the Trump administration. Suddenly we're the big bad wolf and they have to, you know, defeat us. Well, if we're so inconsequential, then they shouldn't worry about us. So I think they probably understand that this is a true battle. The country is divided, but pro-lifers are energetic, aggressive, and ambitious, and we're never going to give up.
Ron Hood, who is a Republican state representative who introduced a total ban on abortion in the state of Ohio, is quoted in the Washington Post saying, Trump has given hope to the pro-life movement. Do you think that's true? And if so, how so?
President Trump has given us hope. I think anybody who has been following this battle, this issue for long, realizes that the Supreme Court is the holy grail of the abortion debate. It was the court in 1973 that legalized abortion by overturning the laws in all 50 states when they came down with Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton. And it is the Supreme Court that is going to have to overturn themselves eventually so that we can protect babies. So we've got a lot of states that have been passing some wonderful pro-life laws. Many of them are going to be struck down by courts, either state courts or federal district judges, eventually getting their way, making their way to an appellate court decision. And then a few of those might make it to the Supreme Court. But in order to finally pass laws that will be upheld, we have to have a Supreme Court that is going to start saying these laws are okay, or hopefully they would just say Roe v. Wade was, you know, stupidly decided and we're going to overturn it altogether. In order to see that happen, we have to get judges on the Supreme Court, which means we have to have a pro-life president and senators who are going to confirm those judicial nominees coming from the president. And that's what we see in President Trump. He is giving everybody in the pro-life movement hope because he's been appointing or nominating a lot of wonderful judges to the district and the appellate courts, including then, of course, Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. The Senate, under Mitch McConnell, has been confirming as many of them as they can, as fast as they can. Democrats are trying to hold that up. So we've got that hope that we can finally see some changes in the federal court system, getting men and women on those benches that will understand the Constitution, agree that unborn children are human beings that need to be protected. So it's giving us a lot of optimism and excitement and energy because we want to see that continue for the next several years. We need to have major changes in the court system.
This is from Nancy Northup, who's chief executive for the Center of Reproductive Rights. She says, we are seeing extremism on many fronts in the United States today. Those who oppose abortion rights are seeing this as a time to push for the most extreme measures. How do you respond to her, and what is she actually talking about?
She is, of course, upset because so many states are passing pro-life laws, and they're coming from all directions and doing all kinds of things, whether it's a ban on abortions after 20 weeks because the unborn child can feel pain, whether it is a ban on dismemberment abortion procedures that kill living human unborn babies, whether it is regulations on abortion facilities that they have to meet the same standards as other ambulatory medical surgery centers, you know, in the area or in the state, whether it is protecting babies who have been diagnosed with Down syndrome. I mean, it's just all the different pro-life bills that are out there just kind of flying fast and furious. And I'm sure Nancy Northup with the Center for Reproductive Rights is throwing up her hands, you know, wondering what's, you know, happening. How can she stop all this? But they also want to alert their members, their people, you know, that if you want to stop this, if you want to protect the right to kill unborn babies, you're going to have to vote this year because that's, in, you know, ultimately where it comes down. These laws are being passed by pro-life legislators and members of Congress who are being elected by pro-life people. So they need to scare their people into, you know, getting active and making or doing what they can to elect their pro-abortion candidates.
Why do you think we're having so much more success at the state level when it comes to abortion laws, or either restrictions or, in some cases, bans?
I think in large part because the abortion industry has gone so radical, they've finally, and they're making it a little more publicly known, but their ultimate position is no limits on abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy, and it doesn't matter, you know, what the reason or anything. They want absolutely no limits on abortion. So an American citizen or a voter sitting at their table, if they're looking at anything on the computer, reading anything in the paper, and they find out that a candidate wants to use their tax dollars to pay for abortion, a candidate thinks it's okay to kill babies, you know, even in the last, you know, few months of pregnancy, if they find out that their candidate doesn't believe parents have the right to be notified before their minor daughter gets an abortion, you know, they start looking at this thinking, well, all of those make sense. And even a voter who supports abortion or thinks it should be limited and legal in some cases, the other side suddenly starts to look so bad, so extreme, that people can't take it and won't support it. So we are electing a lot of candidates just because the other side is putting up, you know, these rabid extremists that won't allow any restrictions whatsoever. They've got the support of maybe 15% of the country. So I think we've been able to elect pro-life legislators who then pass, quite frankly, reasonable restrictions, because we can't just stop abortion altogether, not yet, until we change that Supreme Court. So we've got voters that are supporting pro-life candidates, even if they may not agree with their total position, because the other side is just so bad.
Do you think that abortion is going to be a major issue, one that's actually talked about during the midterm elections that are coming up?
It will be in some places. We've got some candidates. A lot of the candidates are getting much more bold in talking about their position, actually on both sides. Pro-life candidates seem to be more comfortable talking about the issue and why they are pro-life, why they want to protect unborn babies and help mothers. The other side, of course, is also getting a little more bold. They still are going to talk about choice and women's health and reproductive rights. They won't talk about the abortion issue, but they are no longer hedging their bets. You know, we used to have pro-abortion candidates who would say, oh, but I'm okay if the parents have to be notified. I'm okay with saying tax dollars shouldn't be used. They don't do that anymore. So that both sides actually seem to be a little more vocal and willing to talk about their position.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. Learn more about their great work at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carol, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
On the other side of the break, Molly Hemingway of Fox News is joining us to talk about recently released memos written by former FBI Director James Comey. It comes along with the release of his new, well, it's being called a tell-all book. We'll see what the memos tell us right after this.
Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $120 to Issues Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship, or you can make your $120 check payable to Issues Etc., write scholarship in the memo line, and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
Relevant worship isn't about trying to look and act like the rest of the world to appeal to the culture around us, but relevant worship is about Christ. Hope Lutheran Church of Birmingham brings you truly relevant worship, where sinners gather to hear God's word and receive his gifts of forgiveness and peace. Visit us online at hopebham.org. That's hopebham.org. Or give us a call at 205-956-1930. We'll see you Sunday.